Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and this year we're the official online radio station of the festival. Very pleased to be joined by director Casper Colin, who's presenting his film, I Called Him Morgan, here at the festival, and is just out of a press conference. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, glad to be here.
So your film talks about Lee Morgan, a great jazz man who had, it's kind of an infamous end to his great, illustrious career. But what I'm interested in was what drew you to the character of Lee Morgan, to the person of Lee Morgan.
Wow, you know, I'm a documentary filmmaker, and it's always like a process. You're starting somewhere, and the starting point is very important. And I made a documentary before about Albert Eiler, which is another American jazz musician. It took me 7 years, and it was taking place in a little bit the same time and territory in New York, you know, in the 60s, early 70s. So I was a little bit reluctant after this to make another jazz project, even if I love jazz so much. But then, it was 7 years ago, I was watching YouTube, and then I saw this amazing clip with Lee Morgan together with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. They were performing this tune by Bobby Timmons called That There. It was from 1961, I think, a TV broadcast. I think it was a Japanese one. And it was Lee Morgan's sound and the solo, in the solo there, and his ability to communicate there. I was just listening to that solo over and over again. I was really moved by that. And from there, I really need to see or listen to more of Lee Morgan's music. But by that time, of course, I know about Sidewinder, but coming more from my experimental, soul-searching free jazz music for myself, I played music myself earlier in different contexts, more like experimental music. The Sidewinder was not really my music at that time, so I was so happy when I found this clip with Lee Morgan, this performer, that solo he played there got me very interested in this guy, and I realized that there was this searching artist under development that made, among others, this fantastic recording, Search for New Land, and developed all through the 60s and made this great music towards the end there.
Then there's also Helen Morgan as well. That's that side of the story too. So you have to balance the two stories together for this film.
Definitely. And that was the thing, you know, when I've heard this fantastic communicator, this Lee Morgan that moved me so, I did some research and found some people. There was many people around that know Lee Morgan and used to play with him, and I just started to meet them. And quite immediately they started to talk about Helen. And as I think most jazz lovers or music lovers, they know about that Lee Morgan was shot by his wife or girlfriend, most people thought it was, or a woman, and that was Helen. That's what you can read, really. And I did not know anything more than that. But then those musicians started to talk about her in a very lovingly and passionately way, and I realized that there was something else, because they talked about her as also saving him from, because he had a terrible narcotic problem during a big part of the 60s into the mid-60s. And then this woman, Helen, met him and started to nurse him, really, and brought him back to us, really. And that's a fantastic thing, I think. And I thought that to really make a film about Lee, I think it also needed to be about her and the relationship and the love story they had. That fascinated me a lot, because both of them loved this music and also in a way made this music possible, you know, because she helped him so much.
And then you have this wonderful thing, which is a taped interview, which has never really been heard before, right?
Yeah, I got in contact with this great man in North Carolina, in Wilmington, called Larry Rennie Thomas, who had made this cassette recording with Helen Morgan, you know, because that's such a fascinating thing, you know, because when Lee Morgan was shot by Helen, all people around them, they loved both of them, you know, because they were always together and they know what she meant to him. So it was like they at once lost two friends, you know, and one of them shot the other one. it's a terrible experience for them, really. But Helen, lead eye director, and Helen got to prison and then just disappeared. Everyone lost contact with her. And then it was this, she moved back to North Carolina, and this man, Larry Rennie Thomas, down there, he was the teacher for an evening course, and this woman went to this history course, and he realized who she was and kind of discovered this was actually the woman who shot Lee Morgan. He wanted to interview her, and she said, maybe. And then about 7 years later, she called him and said, you can come now. And then he came with his little cassette recorder, you know. This was in 1996 then. And made this fantastic interview with her when she talks about all her life, from her background, when she has her first child when she's 13 and the other one when she's 14, and then traveled to New York to create a new life, being Lee Morgan's manager, killing Lee Morgan.
Literally picking him up off the gutter.
Picking him up, definitely, and then ending up with shooting him, and then her way back to North Carolina. And then suddenly the interviews interrupts by a grandchildren walking into the room, and this guy who made this interview, he wanted to come back, but then she died just 1 month later. So it's kind of a special story. But I really like to, that was a fascinating document, and I love to work with those documents as a documentary filmmaker. So that was a perfect thing for this film, I think.
Priceless primary source material. Then you have contributions by artists. It's really a fantastic documentary. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have to talk about it. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure. I Called Him Morgan. Great film. Check it out, especially if you're a jazz fan. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.